We turn now to India and a Bollywood comedy that builds its laughs on a deadly subject, the leader of Al-Qaeda. The film is called Tara Bin Laden, and Indian audiences have been taking it lightly since it opened last week. Still, the Indian company that produced it says it's been threatened with violence, and in neighboring Pakistan, the movie has been banned. Authorities there fear it might provoke an attack by terrorists. From New Delhi, NPR's Corey Flintoff brings us this look at the film.
The film, whose title means Without You, Bin Laden, plays on the fear and mystery that the Al-Qaeda leader's name and image can evoke, not to mention the lucrative scoop value that his appearance can mean to the news media.
Osama!
Osama? Guzar gaya kya?
The Hindi-language movie is set in Karachi, where an ambitious young Pakistani reporter is scrambling to realize his lifelong dream of emigrating to America. He makes it, but unfortunately he arrives in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks, and a few comic missteps get him deported as a potential terrorist. The reporter is played by Ali Zafar, a 31-year-old Pakistani pop singer who's making his first appearance as an actor. And since this is a Bollywood comedy, after all, Ali's arrest and deportation prompts a song and dance that includes a chorus line of female Homeland Security guards. The reporter seems condemned to remain in Karachi, working for a venal news director at a fourth-rate TV news channel, until, that is, he meets a chicken farmer who bears an uncanny resemblance to a certain long-sought terrorist leader.
Osama?
The bespectacled farmer is a sweet and simple guy, so fond of his chickens that he tastes their food himself before he feeds it to them. The reporter concocts a scheme to pass him off as the real thing, for an exclusive video that can be sold for a fortune to other news channels and that he hopes will bring him the money for a fake passport that will finally get him to America. A little work from a makeup artist, and the result is...
unbelievable!
The video is a sensation, but it ramps up the terror alert levels in the U.S. and triggers a response from a bumbling but lethal collection of U.S. military and spy agencies. Suddenly, Ali and his friends have to undo all their efforts before they're blown to smithereens by U.S. and Pakistani agents. The movie's satire is harder on the Americans than anyone else, portraying them as arrogantly unconcerned with the damage they inflict. Pakistani militants take a few licks too, but mostly comic ones, as with the jihadi travel agency that specializes in trying to sneak terrorists into the U.S. Its slogan is Invading America Since 2002. As for the ordinary Pakistanis portrayed in the film, they're shown reacting with disgust, anger, or fear when they see a picture of the real Osama bin Laden. Moviegoers in New Delhi said they generally liked the movie, regarding it as a lightweight stress buster for the hot and muggy summer weather. Ajit Kumar says it shouldn't be banned anywhere.
The movie is a satire on journalism, actually. So, good fun.
Majid Mashal from Afghanistan thinks it could stir a backlash in Pakistan, but that it shouldn't.
I thought the whole thing was pretty funny. I mean, I can see why Pakistanis would be offended by it, but if a Pakistani actor chose to play the role, then maybe he sees it as just something, a humor, you know, as entertainment. So we should all see it as entertainment.
Whether the title terrorist will get to see it remains a question. Despite official Pakistani censorship, most movies eventually do make their way there in the form of pirated copies. If he does see it, the Al-Qaeda leader may object to at least one scene in which his double delivers a message of peace to former President George W. Bush.
Habibi George Bush.
At present, the movie's production company, Walkwater, says there are no plans to distribute it in the United States. But that could change. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.